moment, knowing nothing about the fullness of the Holy Spirit, everything that I know He has taught me. Everything, believe. Everything I know He has taught me. 4 o'clock that Saturday afternoon, having come to the place in my life where I surrendered everything. I knew nothing about the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I knew nothing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I knew nothing about speaking in unknown tongues. I knew nothing about the deeper truths of words. All that I knew was that I loved souls. That's all that I knew. Souls. I only knew that a person would be lost if they did not accept the Christ and be saved. That's all that I knew. In that moment, with the tears streaming down my face and looking up and bowing, He and I have made each other promise. There's some things that you don't talk about. There's some things that are so sacred. You just don't talk about those things. There's just some things that are terrifically personal between the two of you. It's like some things, you know, that are so personal between a husband and a wife. You just don't display them out in public. He knows that I'll be true to Him as long as my old heart will keep beating. And I know that I'll be true to Him. We have a pact. And with all settled, at the end of a dead end street, 4 o'clock, one Saturday afternoon. And in that moment, when I yield to Him, body, soul, and spirit, when I gave Him everything, all there was of me, I knew then, beloved, I knew then what that scripture meant, and you'll never change the meaning of it. If any man will follow me, let him take up his cross. Beloved, cross is always the sign, the symbol of death. It's a symbol of death. That afternoon, Captain Kuhlman died. I mean died. Catherine Kuhlman died. If I were to tell you that I don't even associate that name with myself, I'd tell you the truth. I died. Catherine Kuhlman died. If you've never had that death to the flesh, you don't know what I'm talking about. There's some of you who know. When it comes to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I know what I believe. And you never change my mind. I know. Nobody believes in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Nobody believes in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Call it whatever you will. Nobody believes in it any more than Catherine Kuhlman. I know I have experienced it. I have experienced the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now I want to go on record. You want to know whether I'm Pentecostal? I'm more Pentecostal than the most Pentecostal person who's claimed to be Pentecostal today. I believe in it as it was in the early church. I do not believe in a lot of fanaticism. I do not believe in the manifestation of the flesh. But, beloved, I'm going to tell you something. I believe in the speaking in an unknown tongue, but there are still people today who speak in an unknown tongue who have never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. When you are completely filled with the Holy Spirit, my friend, when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, when you have had that experience as they had in the upper room, there will be a crucifying of the flesh. There will be a death to the flesh, believe me. You will die. You will die. And there are a lot of professing Christians, professing to have been filled with the Holy Spirit, who have never died to the flesh. You know something? That's the reason that scripture I read to you describes me perfectly. Nothing. He doesn't ask for golden vessels. He doesn't ask for silver vessels. I know. Had he wanted any of these, he would never have chosen that red-headed, mean little freckle-faced girl. Thank God. All he needs is somebody who'll die. Somebody who'll die. Somebody who'll die. And when I died, he came in. I was baptized. I was filled with the Spirit. I spoke in an unknown tongue as he took every part of me. In that moment, I surrendered unto him all there was of me. Everything. Then, for the first time, I realized what it meant to have power. You know, we talk about miracles. It got me so that the word miracle is on the lips of thousands of people. We don't have to pray for a miracle when we get in the position. For the two meet, you see the result of that meeting, and they'll automatically be there. It's something you don't work on. My brethren, it's not something you work on. I started to preach on the Holy Spirit. He was so real to me. The Holy Spirit, people. Please let me just pause and say something. Oh, I'm so sold on the Holy Spirit. Don't you understand, people? Without the Holy Spirit, I'm sunk. I haven't a crutch. I haven't anything to lean on. I don't have a thing. You see, if I'd been born with talent, I might have been able to lean on that. Had I had education, I might have used that as a crutch. But I don't have a thing. I don't have a thing. I don't have a crutch. I don't have a thing to lean on. Nothing. what he said. He'd take the base thing. The most unlikely thing. Why? So that he might receive the glory. I'm so full of the Holy Spirit because I know that without the power of the Holy Spirit, I don't have a thing. I'm sunk. Do you want me to bear my soul? I'll bear my soul to you. In these great miracle services, before I walk from behind the wings and come out on that stage, I die a thousand deaths. The longest walk that I ever take is the walk from behind the wings, behind the curtain, and stand behind the pulpit, wherever it is, because I know better than anyone else that I have nothing, absolutely nothing. Nobody in the whole world knows it any better than I do. I die a thousand deaths and I take that walk. I may smile. And sometimes I think I walk so fast. I'm not conscious of walking so fast. But I think that I walk so fast because I can hardly wait for that anointing to come upon me. I know that out there when I face that crowd and I stand there, that there are those people who are out there, some having made great sacrifices to come. There's cancer out there. Somebody's lost hope. I'm so conscious of it. I'm so aware of it. And I know that I can't give it to them. I know that I have no healing virtue. People, I don't have any healing virtue. I don't have any healing power. Please believe me. Believe me. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm sunk. And you talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Believe me, I tell you the truth. I have never, and I'll live and die, and no one will ever hear Catherine Kuhlman boast of any of the gifts. And I believe in the gifts. Oh, my brethren, my precious sisters in the Lord, I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the gifts with every atom of my being. In fact, I believe so much in the gifts of the Spirit that I do not believe in limiting the Holy Spirit to just the nine gifts of the Spirit. I believe that there are many more than just the nine. Don't limit him. Don't limit him. Whatever you do. And I believe, beloved, and not only in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I believe that we should see the gifts of the Spirit in operation in every church in America. And I believe that the nearer that we come to the closing of this dispensation, we're going to see, get ready, what I'm talking to you about today is the most up-to-date thing that I could talk to you about. We're living in the closing moments of this dispensation. I'm talking to you about something that's vitally important, and I pray to God that out of this session, and out of this hour of speaking, the Holy Spirit shall call men and women that he can use who are willing to die to self. I believe, beloved, in the gifts of the Spirit and the operation of the gifts. But I also believe that if one has received a gift or any number of gifts, he'll not go around boasting about it. I get scared stiff when somebody comes in front of me and says, Miss Kuhlman, I have the gift to so-and-so. I get scared. You see, there's something about the Holy Spirit. I had an experience several weeks ago. a Jewish gentleman who had just found Christ as the great Messiah. I was alone with him in a chapel. I saw a man. I heard a man worship God. Sometimes I think that you and I get too familiar with God. Don't misconstrue what I've just said. Please do not. Sometimes I think we get too familiar with Him. He's a holy God. He's a holy God. To be reverenced. To be worshipped. Sometimes I think we get too familiar when we talk about Jesus. Oh, the power that is in even His name. The name. Sometimes I think we get too familiar with the Holy Spirit. I can only tell you my relationship with Him, that's all. But it's so wonderful. Do you realize that He gives the power of infinity? He's as real to me as any human being who has this desire. I live a very lonely life. When I'm not in the crowds, I'm alone. He's all that I have. I've learned to follow Him. He isn't a person that I can use. You know, we've tried to use the Holy Spirit for so long. We've tried to use Him. And we've gotten into trouble. That's the reason some of our testimonies are so empty. So without power. That means we've gone off in the flesh. Have you really gotten acquainted with it? Really? Do you really love someone you want to know that this is their life and their dislike? Do you really know? Do you know him as a person? Not just in having spoken in tongues. I'm talking about really knowing a person. I would not dare boast of having any gift. Because after all is said and done, it feels the Holy Spirit using the empty vessel. It feels the Holy Spirit. It feels the person. All that I have to do is to just furnish the vessel. That's all. That's all. That's all. My brethren, you've tried so hard. You've struggled and you've strained. And you've agonized and you've little lady, you've tried so hard. Just stop trying and surrender. Just stop trying and surrender. haven't had a lot of things to unlearn. I'm glad I'm stupid. I'm glad I'm stupid. I looked at Dr. German last week with all of his degrees, and I thought, you poor fellow. I used to envy the men who've had all of their degrees. But I'm glad I'm not smart now. I'm just stupid enough to believe that the greatest power in the whole world is the Holy Spirit. That's the reason, beloved, when the miracles take place, to this very day, I am as amazed, I am as thrilled as though I had never seen a miracle happen before in all my life. I'm just as amazed as anyone else in the auditorium, maybe more so, because I know better than anyone else that I had nothing to do with it. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And because it's not by might, and because it's not by power, he's had to choose the weak things, the base things, the most unlikely things in the whole world.